There's a new orchestra in town, and it's called the Scruffy City Orchestra. The group formed last spring and has its first concert of the 2016-2017 season this Friday night on Veterans Day. This community orchestra is directed by two local conductors, Matthew Wilkinson and Ace Edwards, who is here to chat with me today. Welcome, Ace. Thanks for coming to WUOT.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, how did the Scruffy City Orchestra come about? How did it all come together?
Well, I think it was a group of local musicians who saw the need for a community orchestra in Knoxville proper. There is, of course, one in Oak Ridge and Maryville, but there was nothing here in Knoxville. And so they decided, well, why don't we form an orchestra? Mm-hmm. And so Matt Wilkinson was the conductor, and he and I knew each other through my wife, and he knew that I was thinking along the same lines, and he brought me on sort of as a co-conductor, which may at first seem a little strange, having two conductors for an orchestra, but it works out really well because our schedules are so busy that we're able to take over each other's conducting duties for that evening, as well as schedule some sectionals and whatnot, so it works quite well.
And so can anyone join? Are there auditions?
Well, there are no auditions per se. You must, of course, be able to play the instrument relatively well so that you can play the repertoire. String players, we're always welcoming new string players. As far as the winds go, we sort of have our wind players lined up, although there's always vacancies every now and then. So if you are interested, please shoot us an email, scruffycityorchestra@gmail.com, and we'll be sure to have you come in and play for us a little bit. And we'd love to have anyone who wants to play in an orchestra.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, your musical background, where you're from, why you decided to become a conductor.
Well, I grew up in France and went to the French public high school. And at that time, I was into physics and math. That was actually my major in my undergrad in Sacramento, California. But I took a voice for musical theater class. And at that point, I was hooked. And I was a double major for a while and then dropped the physics. After my undergrad, I went to Scotland to pursue a master's in opera at the Opera Conservatory. But my voice is sort of in between baritone and tenor, and so it's not quite appropriate for the repertoire that I love. And so for my master's in the States at the University of Denver, I took on a dual emphasis master's, vocal performance and choral conducting. And then the third year I was there, I took on an artist diploma in orchestral conducting, thinking that I would be an opera conductor. And things just sort of followed a path of sort of more symphonic conducting, and I wound up at the University of Arizona getting a doctorate in orchestral conducting. Before that, I met my wife in Arkansas, of all places, at Opera in the Ozarks. I was the assistant conductor, and she was the concertmaster. And this was in 2011, and that September, she won her position here in Knoxville. And then I went to Arizona. So then that's how I wound up here in Knoxville.
And I feel I should mention that the other conductor, Matthew Wilkinson, who was unable to be with us today, is a cellist and teacher. He performs with the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra as well as Symphony of the Mountains and teaches strings and orchestra at Maryville High School. So just wanted to give a nod to him. And so the concert this Friday night has a patriotic theme since it is on Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk just a bit about a few of the pieces. Possibly the most challenging work on the concert is Aaron Copland's A Lincoln Portrait, which sets text from Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. Who will be narrating this work for the concert?
The narrator is Halloran Hilton Hill. And we're very pleased to have him on board, and it'll be very exciting.
What is the overall message of this piece? Because it doesn't set the entire Gettysburg Address.
Correct. Just portions of it, and also his address to Congress, and I think a personal letter. What's actually quite interesting, the history of the piece, it was commissioned by a conductor who was more known for light classical music and easy listening. As it turns out, Aaron Copland composed this great piece that has such great depth and meaning to it. I think the overarching theme is one of hope. I think my favorite line in the narration is, "The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate for the stormy present." And I think that was, of course, true in Lincoln's day, and I think it might be a little true in our day as well. I think for me, the overarching theme of the piece is one of great hope that we as a community and as a society can overcome the struggles that we're facing at the moment.
Also on the concert is Richard Rodgers' Victory at Sea. I understand that this is actually from a TV documentary?
Yes, the title of the piece comes from the title of the documentary, Victory at Sea, and it was a television series about warfare in general during World War II. And so this music is a compilation of the incidental music that was played throughout the television series.
Does this music sound like the Richard Rodgers we know from musical theater?
Actually, in one theme that is played, it does sound very much like a musical theater piece. In fact, it's very reminiscent of a tune that was used in a Disney movie. I'll let you guess which one when you hear it. But otherwise, it sounds very programmatic, as the purpose was to accompany a movie, or in this case, a television series.
Percy Grainger's Handel and the Strand is also being performed. Is this a patriotic work?
Not exactly. The title Handel and the Strand refers to music that could be composed by Handel himself if he were walking down the street called the Strand, which is akin to our Broadway. I guess there was a lot of musical theater establishments on that street, and so it's very jovial in character and very bouncy and rhythmic, and it's a great little piece. This piece was specifically chosen because Percy Grainger, after the attack on Pearl Harbor, devoted himself to charity concerts during the war. In fact, his biographer estimates that the number is above 270 concerts, and these were mostly done at Army and Air Force camps. And so that's why I chose this particular piece.
So what else is being performed on the concert other than these pieces?
Well, we are starting the evening with the presentation of The Colors by the Young Marines, which we're very excited about to have their contribution. And, of course, the Star-Spangled Banner. And then we go to The Olympic Theme by John Williams. We're playing the Ashokan Farewell. And, of course, the Armed Forces Salute. We're going to invite all the veterans to stand while their theme song is being played. And then we're doing a piece called Salute to the Big Bands. And it's reminiscent of the Benny Goodman era with a bunch of hits that were common in that day. And then America the Beautiful, of course, and we will end with a Lincoln Portrait.
When is the next Scruffy City Orchestra concert? And can you give us a sneak peek as to what will be on that program?
The next concert will be Friday, April 7th. And we're still toying around with a repertoire, but our theme we'd like to have is Around the World in 80 Pieces. Mm-hmm. Or if we can't find 8 pieces, we'll do 80 minutes worth of music. sort of a musical passport tour of the world, highlighting different regions and different types of music.
Well, Ace, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Once again, I've been speaking with Ace Edwards, who is one of the conductors for the newly formed community orchestra, the Scruffy City Orchestra. They are presenting a Veterans Day concert this Friday evening at 7:30 p.m., and the concert will be held at First Baptist Church of Knoxville.